Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier is here. Jim, thanks again for being here. Farcliffs.com, that's the website?
That's correct.
So thanks, check Jim. It out. Hey, Jim, we're talking about critical thinking and logical thinking, and you tell us that critical thinking is the way of taking facts and figures and experience and what you know for to be true and getting the emotion out of it. And logical thinking is coming to a conclusion at the end of all that, that it makes sense for whatever you're trying to solve. And we were talking earlier about how that doesn't seem to be being taught as much and trained and encouraged as much as it was years ago. And I have a story about that. I know a man whose father, he's you know, 80 years old. His father founded a company, a marine company, you know, they sell boats and things like that in the 20s, in the 1920s. So almost a 100-year-old company. And I'd been talking to him over the last year or so, and he told me a year ago he was probably going to have to close up because his last mechanic was retiring, and he couldn't find any new mechanics. And I said, aren't they teaching them how to be mechanics in schools? He said, yes, but they're not teaching them how to fix things. They're only teaching them how to replace things.
Mm.
And he said, if I can't find, he said, because some of the things they get in there, they don't need to be replaced. They need to be fixed, right? There's a problem. We identify the problem. We solve it. He said, if I can't find anybody to replace my retiring mechanic, I'll have to close up. I talked to him about a month ago, and he had to close up. He couldn't find anybody. So here's my question. That made me think about your critical thinking. If you can't solve a problem, if all you know how to do is replace things, you've lost the ability to be a critical thinker. What do you think about that, Jim?
I agree with that. That's exactly the dynamic. And if you look at, and that's a very serious example, which I don't think
company.
Is that uncommon.
Three generations. His son was helping him run the company. Three generations gone.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. And I've heard other, that's a pretty dramatic version, but I've heard other versions of that where there was nobody that could fix a problem except somebody that was in his or her 50s or 60s and about to retire, and that was the only person who knew how to fix certain problems.
Yeah.
Everybody else said, well, just replace that and buy a new one. So that
mm-hmm.
story makes me feel bad, but it doesn't surprise me, Jim.
Well, and this is something, I see this in some of the young people that I hire. Their regard for what has gone before them, if they don't have any knowledge of what happened before, of where things came from, then they don't have any perspective on how things work. And when I talk to them about solving problems in my business, I can tell that their perception, their perspective is very shallow. It's not very deep. Part of it is because they haven't lived a very long, one thing, but it's also a lack of interest in what could give them a deeper taproot. And I think that deep taproot is where you get the critical thinking. What do you think?
I agree with that. And another element I'll add to that, to exactly what you just mentioned, is taking the time to solve it. Because part of the difficulty with a lot of problems that are logical is you need to spend some time figuring out what are the facts that I have, what's the information I have, and then solving that problem, coming to that conclusion. And as we mentioned briefly earlier, one of the dynamics in today's society with people, and by the way, I actually have noticed this with people of all ages, not just the younger generation, is they don't want to take the time to solve the problem. I give groups a problem to solve in class, and if they don't solve it themselves in the first 5 minutes, they say, "What's the answer?" And I say, "No, you got to figure it out." And they go, "Can we Google this?" And I go, "No, you got to solve the problem."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally I'll still see people, because the problem I'll give them will have a title. I'll see people looking up on their phone, seeing if they can find this problem on the internet to find the problem.
So here's the thing, Jim,
and I
tell this to young people, and they look at me like I'm crazy, or like that could never happen. But I said, well, let me ask you a question. What if you're in a situation where you're in a bind, something has happened that you have to remediate, and you don't have access to the internet? And they look at me like, in what universe would that happen? You know?
Yeah. Right. No, I agree.
And I mean, that you have to realize that at some point it's okay. Look, let me tell you something, Jim. If I can replace something, if it's modular and I can replace it, I'm not going to tell you I'm not going to do that. But if you said, Jim, you don't, the module is not available, you have to fix this, then I'm going to do some critical thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, and where that applies is beyond the replacement thing, is if you, and you see stories about this almost every day, where you see things happen in the customer service world. You know, that's not where young people or employees at any level have got the ability to look up answers. They're face to face with a customer,
right?
And something happens, and is their response logical?
Unfortunately, I see where it's too much. It isn't logical.
Yeah, absolutely. So where did they come to that conclusion that was the right thing to say or do?
We're not beating up on anybody. We're just trying to tell you that you're not always going to have access to Google. And I'll tell you what else. Sometimes that's not even the best answer. Maybe your own solution. It also, where are you going to discover something new, Jim, otherwise? Hey, Jim, thanks for being here.
Right.
Come back soon.
Will do.
Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen, farcliffs.com. That's his website. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.